Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, together in studio this morning.
We are. It's great to see you here in your natural early morning element, fueled only by very thick coffee.
Indeed. I had to step out of the studio, in fact, to get it before we could talk. It's very, very important. Now that I'm up to speed, let's talk about the latest developments in the news. As we see a headline in the Washington Post, Trump's lawyers explore pardoning powers and ways to undercut Russia investigation.
Well, obviously, if you're trapped, you look for any way out. So for the Trumps, as this Russian thing unfolds more and more, there are a number of things you can do. You assemble a huge legal team made up of the best lawyers in and around Washington. That legal team is beginning to fight with each other. One of them resigns, the chief spokesman, the lawyer who is also the chief spokesman, only been on board a little while, and apparently objects to the way in which they're doing business, which is that they're going to go after the people who work for Bob Mueller, and they're casting all kinds of aspersions on him, that he wanted to be the FBI chief again, that people in his office had given small amounts of money to Hillary Clinton, and they're going to try to dirty the waters that way after Mueller. Very hard to do, because when Mueller became the special counsel, everybody, Republicans and Democrats, vouched for him. And in fact, at one point, when his term had to be extended while they were looking for an FBI chief, everybody voted for him. So it's going to be tough. I've asked everybody on the congressional corner that I've talked to, especially the Democrats, what would you do if he fires Mueller too? You know, basically, they cast doubt that that's going to happen. Well, no, if you are in a corner and you are sort of rat-like, you will bite anything that's coming at you, because it's the only way to save yourself. So one thing they could do is to fire Mueller. I've always thought that that's exactly what they're going to do. Now, this week it comes out that Jeff Sessions is also a guy who is standing in the way, because if Jeff Sessions is there and he's recused himself and he's appointed his deputy Rosenstein to that job, and Rosenstein is not going to move off the dime, so the only way to fire him, because he's the one who appointed Mueller, is to get rid of Sessions, then Rosenstein, then to get rid of Mueller, and that looks awful. And that, of course, would come very close, even in the Republicans who are desperate to stay in their congressional jobs, to make everybody move towards impeachment. And it would certainly lower the very low numbers that Donald Trump has now. And the people that I've been interviewing, the Democrats, have been casting doubt that he would do that. Then the third thing, as you've just indicated, is that he could use his presidential powers to pardon himself and everybody in his family. That, of course, would also raise certain consternation. You will remember that one of the reasons that Gerald Ford lost the election is because he had pardoned Nixon. People don't like arbitrary use of the presidential pardon. So it looks to me like as the corner gets more and more crowded, they're running out of options, and these are just some of the things that they're doing.
And imagine waking up in Jeff Sessions' shoes this morning, and as many articles have been talking about, the fall from grace, and that loyalty is a one-way street when it comes to the president.
Well, I think when it comes to this particular president, loyalty is a one-way street. You know, here's Sessions, the first senator to come out for Trump, a loyal lieutenant, but when it's convenient, you know, it's off with your head. Years ago, there was a book called Shogun, and as I remember it, the Shogun is in real trouble, and he tells his kid to kill himself. He says, "You're inconvenient." Now, I may have remembered that the wrong way, but you get the point.
Interesting. Senate poll, of course, we've been talking about when it comes to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, but it also finds that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's approval ratings have dropped 53% since he became Minority Leader.
Well, when you get into power, you are in a position in which people want to attribute you certain values. Chuck Schumer is the guy who is supposed to be defending the fort against the onslaughts of Trump, you know, the health care bill and everything else. Now, I think that Schumer has behaved admirably and is in an extraordinary way. He got his way. They defeated the attempt to turn over Obamacare. But you know what happens is that your side gets angry at you that you're not doing even more. And I get it. So the Republicans don't like Schumer because, of course, he's doing his job. And the Democrats, some of them, don't like him because he's not forceful enough in doing away with Trump, who, after all, is the elected president of the United States with a great deal of power. I love Chuck because I think he's one of the funniest men I've ever met.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, and listeners, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up on Monday.
You will.